Hello, and welcome to episode 70 of the Convenient Counselor podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care includes a good cry and decluttering as we get ready for a house move. And I hope you are taking care of yourself this week, and I'm so happy you're here listening today. The goal of this podcast is to talk about therapy topics on your time. I'm a counselor. I love to talk about mental health, and sometimes that can be a bit intimidating. So on here, we just lay things out in a casual manner and help you be a bit introspective in a non-intimidating way. Today, I'm going to talk about one of the best stress relievers there is out there, bar none, and that's crying. Yes, I'm serious. Have you had a good cry lately? Do you like crying? Or are you one of those people who says, no, I'm just not a crier? Crying is one of the best and easiest and cheapest ways to attack our stress. Sometimes when I meet with a client and I hear them express quite a bit of anger in a situation or intense anxiety and worry about the future, one of the first questions I'll ask after typically, how much do you sleep and what are you eating? I will say, when's the last time you had a really good cry? When's the last time you let yourself just unleash the floodgates of tears? Most of the time I'll get some puzzling looks as if, oh, cool. So I'm talking to a counselor and she's telling me to cry. Yes, I am. Because I understand how good it is for you. Crying is one of the few physical expressions we have of our inner emotions, and crying scientifically releases so much of the cortisol that we carry around, which is the stress hormone. It can release countless toxins that we carry around when we're stressed. Think about the last time you really cried. What did you want to do right afterwards? Probably take a nap because you just released so much mental storage and shelf space and baggage that you were carrying around through a simple thing like letting the tears flow. Crying or lack of crying is also a good indicator of where you're at emotionally. I know when the pandemic first hit, there were weeks I went without crying. And I remember telling my husband, I need to cry. I know I'm carrying this around and I need to let it out, like turning on the faucet, but the faucet was jammed. It's a good indicator of knowing where you're at emotionally. And it doesn't always have to be a sad cry. There are so many wonderful social media accounts, movies, things you can do to help you cry in a good way as well. One of the accounts I follow on Instagram is called Good News Movement, all one word. And I cry probably every day looking at those posts because it's all good news. It's all heartwarming stories and things that help in a positive way, bring those tears out of your body, bring those hormones, release them. But I want you to stop right now and just think, what is my first thought when I think about crying myself? Is it that it's a negative thing? Is it something that I try to hide and only do in private? Did you know that crying in front of another person actually strengthens your bond with them? It is a type of vulnerability that's really hard to replicate because it's an authentic part of who you are and it's an authentic physical expression of your feelings. But maybe in your life you were told, big girls don't cry, boys don't cry, crying is a form of weakness, and we've almost classified crying as a negative thing. If that's you, I hope this podcast can encourage you that as a counselor, as your podcast counselor, I am trying to encourage you to have a good cry as much as possible. There's actually research to back up the fact that people who cry often are mentally stronger because they're more self-aware, they're comfortable expressing their emotions, and it makes total sense to me. Crying is a good thing. It releases stress. It helps you bond with others. And honestly, I think it just confirms outwardly what we're feeling inwardly. And we're designed to express those emotions. And when you've had one of those really good, maybe close the door of your closet type cries, the type that are almost sobbing or even your body shakes a little bit, that's okay. We're not looking for that every single day, but every once in a while, that's okay because it helps get it out of your mind and you don't have to carry it as much. But really, I'm talking about the day-to-day. When you feel a tear come, and if you have a negative emotion attached to that, you know, of, oh, I'm not supposed to cry, wipe that away, get a tissue as fast as possible, hide that from other people, don't. Try to allow yourself to be a little bit freer in your tears, in your expression, because it will lead to a healthier you. And if you're feeling like I was a year ago and just kind of stuck, or the emotional faucet is definitely clogged, then do what you can to help yourself cry. It sounds funny to try to earn the tears, but I promise it will be beneficial and you feel lighter afterwards. It's an amazing thing how we were put together to have this expression of our emotions. So to sum it up, you need a good cry. That is all for today. It's short and sweet, but this is just something that I realized I say often in counseling sessions, and I had to share it with you today. If you'd like to learn more about the Convenient Counselor and the services that I provide, you could visit convenientcounselor.com to access all the podcast episodes and even have an opportunity for me to come speak to your group. Talking about mental health and Jesus are my two favorite topics. Whether it's together or separate, but I'd love to hear from you and have a chance to speak to your group. Go have a good cry and have a wonderful week ahead. Thanks for listening.